1995. I'm James Eddie McCoy. I'm at 432 Kingsbury Street. Time is 7 p.m. Dealing with Ms. Martha Cooley.
My stepmother died, and I had to start to taking care of the house. I didn't even know how to make a biscuit, but I had to start out at that unit.
How old were you doing when you were doing that?
I think I was about 11. Like that.
And what age your mother died when you were what?
Well, my mother died when I was a tiny baby, but my daddy married again. See, my mother was Martha Burwell from Warren County. She's kin to the, that's why I asked, did you know Freddie Hargrove? They're related to me, Freddie Hargrove and I, we're related. Uh-huh. And they lived in, my father married her in Warren County.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't in Granville County.
Oh, she was your stepmother?
No, she was my mother.
Okay, your
Martha Burwell was my mother.
Okay, and then what happened to you when your father got married again?
Well, yes, years and years and years and years come on by. I think Papa didn't marry until probably 5 or 6, maybe more years than that. Quite a while. Then he married Hetty Meadows.
And that was your stepmother?
Yeah. She was my real stepmother. She was just like my mother to me.
And that's when you started. You had to work for your father?
Keep
things clean and washing.
Yes, I had to do that. I had to keep house and cook too and work in the tobacco, Marie and Severn and I.
You grew up real fast then,
mm-hmm.
by taking on those responsibilities.
Yeah, I did.
Well, it made you be responsible.
Yeah, I was responsible.
It made you be, you was an individual that wanted to do for yourself.
And then, then they'd be working in the field. Well, I have to have dinner ready and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're farming. My dad was a farmer.
And then breakfast in the morning?
Yeah, I had to get on good breakfast, oh sure.
And you were what, 12 years old?
I was a little over 12 then. I was mm-hmm. maybe 13. I don't know. No, I hadn't got to 13. I think I was somewhere around about 12 years old. I had to get on good breakfast, but I ain't never been asleep here.
Well, responsibility, that's what you,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and I'd get up and cook breakfast and on and help hand the leaves. And then come back to the house and cook the dinner.
Who milked the cow and churn all that?
Well, Seaburn, which was Papa's sister's children, you know, Uncle Herman, Washington, and Aunt Leela, they both died early. Aunt Leela died with that first flu. I had that first flu. I had that first flu that came in the round. That first flu that
what
came
it
in.
Yellowjana or something?
No, that's Yellowjana and the flu is different. Uh-huh. This was the flu.
And would it kill a lot of people?
Yes, sir. And then, but Uncle John was married, and Eliza was there then, and I had to, and I was sick then, I couldn't do nothing.
Because you had the flu?
Yeah.
Did anybody else, your other sisters and brothers, catch you?
I didn't have no sisters. But my sister, I had a little sister, but she was older than me. She died. She never did get to be a good big girl. She died as a baby.
I want you to tell me your name, but I want you to put your maiden name in it, too.
Bridges.
Now you can say Martha.
Martha Ethel Bridges.
Cooley.
Cooley.
What year was you born?
1909.
How old are you now?
85.
Okay. You stay here with your daughter and still carry on responsibilities.
Yeah, I help out. She's the head of the house, but you know, I'm mother dad, but still I'm the head too.
Yeah.
I'm mama. Yeah. I'm mama.
You ain't gonna lose guilt, that is. No.
But you know, in between that time, I had another stepmother. Papa married twice.
He did?
My daddy married 3 times.
Uh-huh.
But my mother died, and he married Mama Hetty Meadows.
What was she from?
Randall she was over, in over near Tyree, over in the, wait a minute, I'll tell you in a minute. She was over there and over there near, I'll say in the,
she wasn't in the Hill community, but she was almost in the Brown Hill community.
Okay, Cinema Grove.
Yeah, over in there, that's right.
Okay. She was Meadows.
Yeah, she was Hetty Meadows.
Okay, who's the next?
That was my stepmother. Now, next was Miss Bessie McCann. You knew Bessie McCann, and then you brought off her, and you knew Miss Bessie. Mother, I didn't tell you my mother was named Martha Burrell. That was my mother.
Who was the third one in mind?
Bessie McCann, Willie Lee Red McCann's mama.
Oh yeah. How long did they stay there?
I think probably married Miss Bessie, but I think maybe. I don't know, but I'm gonna give you a guess about I'll say maybe 10-15 years till she died.
Okay,
Good little fire, I can't tell you exactly.
Were you going to school and keeping house with your father?
When my dad was living.
Yeah, when your first mother, when you was
12. When I was small like that, yeah, I was going to school. I was going to school, come home and fix the little quick foot I could fix while I was supposed to eat. I kept us all living.
So,
I was going to Black Brown School.
And what age did you start going to school?
I started going to school, I reckon then we didn't start until we were 6 years old. Back then, folk didn't start school early like they do now. We didn't have no school.
Y'all's school was
9 months? No, it wasn't 9 months.
It was six months school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Way back then.
Okay. And you were clean, and when you come home from school, get things ready and wash.
Yeah.
That was good.
I took care of the house.
And little things you could do around there, and he helped pitch in.
Papa didn't have to help pitch in, because then Marie was, she was right under me, you know, because I'm older than Marie, but we were children then. Grow older people, let me tell you this, Lee Raymond. Older people back then taught children how to do something.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't play out in the street all the time, in the yard, and in the in the dirt and stuff all the time. They had a job. They get them a job. You get up out of your bed, you make up your bed in the morning. You get the broom and sweep up the kitchen. And you're big enough then to wash the dishes. You see the stardust like that.
Mm-hmm.
And from that on, you see, I caught on because I was around in the kitchen when they were cooking. My aunt was cooking. Goes to see her, when Mama Hetty died. No, all of them was married then. See, Papa had two sisters. He had three sisters called Marie's mother was my daddy's sister. And
who else were your daddy's sister?
How
many did you have?
It was so many of them folks, but they all did. But
you don't have to name them.
Ain't Ada and Ain't Annie were the ones that I knew.
Uh-huh.
And Ain't Lila, which was Marie's mother.
Uh-huh.
Now they the ones that I knew.
Miss Marie Eden.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was my daddy's sister too.
What year did
Ain't Lila was? You know when Ain't Lila when Marie's mother died.
Uh-huh. Is she? Was the Edens from that community?
Edens come from over there around. You know Put Eden, don't you know Very Eden? Do you know the one that married, who did she marry? He married somebody around here. Who did they, not Vary, I don't mean Vary, Albert. Did you know Albert Eden?
Uh-huh.
You ought to know Albert.
Yeah.
Well, Albert and Vary were brothers.
Okay.
So Marie married our brother.
Okay.
Married Elvis Eden.
Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And Marie and I went just as sisters, but we weren't no sisters. We was first cousin, because Marie was Washington, Washington daughter. And Lila Bridges, he married my daddy's sister. See, Papa had raised them after both of them died. I mean, Lila died like this year, and about less than 2 years, Uncle Herman died. He walked from down there where Marie lived, across that creek, over that Dixon store in the snow, and he contracted pneumonia, and he died.
Uh-huh. Was he an older guy?
No, old like that. Did you ever know Mr. David Washington?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever know John D. Washington?
I didn't know none of them. Mm-hmm. Tell me about them, Mr. John D. Washington. Was he a friend of your family or what?
John D. Mr. Washington and Uncle Herman were brothers. David Washington and Lila's daddy were brothers. Etheline will come down now someday. Do you know Etheline? They married a. She married who? She married. I know she married a woman here, a missionary woman, I think. They live here. They live around here somewhere. I mean, let me see who Etheline married. I can't think right now. John Deeb. Oh no, you didn't know none of them. But anyway, and so Uncle Herman married Aunt Lila, and I think Lila died not long before Uncle Herman died.
Uh-huh.
And Papa took Marie and Stephen. He raised them.
What age were they?
They were just children. They were just children. Just
five
going to school.
Eight, seven, five, and
something,
eight.
Something like that. I can tell
you
exactly.
Older than,
yeah,
you're
I'm
old.
Older than they are.
Uh-huh.
And you see, Marie get that. You know Marie, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You know Marie.
Yeah.
Well, that Uncle Herman was her grandfather.
Now, how far did you have to walk to school, to Blackburn?
Nowhere, hardly. Do you know where Greenwood stood down there on that road going to Wilson? You know when you leave Austin going down there?
Uh-huh.
Well, you turn this side of there and go right upside that field up there on that on the right-hand side of the path. Go right over there in them bushes and where we were. It was on a little one-room school.
And what was the name of it?
Black Ground School.
Why do they call it Black Ground?
Because the brown is black. It's just black. I mean, it's black. It's just like a black mud. You've seen black mud. And that mean that black ground is something when it get wet too in there.
Well, it was muddy going there when it was raining and weather.
Yeah.
How did y'all heat it?
We had one of these here, a long stove, you know, like from the meat of this couch here. A stove like that, them long stoves, you've seen.
Uh-huh.
And with wood and stuff. I reckon they brought a little wood there, and they didn't do like they do now, because if our wood give out, them boys would go out there in the woods, them big boys, Osmond Bullock and all them boys would go out there in the woods, and Alec Allen and all of them would go out there in the woods and knock down some of them old dead trees. Them old dead trees were no good, and we'd have fire.
Have to cut the wood.
Yeah, it had an axe. Yeah, they sure did break it up.
Did any parents bring wood there?
I don't remember them ever bring no wood. We'd get a little wood every now when the school opened. It'd be a little stack of wood there sitting up and all like that. But I don't remember them bringing wood. I don't know how we got out.
Didn't Robert Amos used to bring y'all some wood?
I don't know. He might have, but I don't remember that.
Had to go out there and cut it.
The boys cut the wood.
Y'all didn't have bathrooms then, did
you? Oh, what? Yeah, out there in them bushes.
That
was the bathroom.
That's right. The children don't know that.
No, they
what
have a good time. And then walk from that school, Black Ground School, over to the Clays. Do you know where the Clays lived on this, on the right-hand side of the road?
Mm-hmm.
Over there? Well, mm-hmm. We had to walk over there to that spring and get water. And one water bucket on a dipper.
About a half a mile.
That's the truth. It was about a half a mile, that's right.
And did all y'all drank out the same dipper each?
No, we had a cup. We had cups. We drank out of our own cups.
You didn't have to put names on your noodle.
No, you had your cup. You keep your cup with you.
Oh.
In your books bag. You know, they had book sacks in.
Mm-hmm.
Put your books in, hang your book bag across your shoulder, hang it down like that.
And they had to walk all the way to get the water.
Yes, sir. And when you get back there sometime, the water is so full of weeds in the fall, when the weeds is the seed is coming out of the weeds, you know.
Uh-huh.
Had a little track pad, like that. And you carrying that water, and Annabelle Cheetah and I used to go there and spray. We'd be glad to get out of that little school. And go, okay. We were glad to get out of that little school. And we get back to that house.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have a bucket full. But we both grown.
Uh-huh.
And the weeds would be all in them seed of the grass. They had to skim this. Had to skim the seed off the water to drink the water. And them Darby children,
those Darby children, you know, Bed Lou, I'll tell you who one of the Darby's is. You may know him, or you've seen him. Maybe you have. Maybe as
Wait just a minute. Eva's daughter. Wait, let me get this name. I won't tell no lie here, man. Eva's. Wait a minute, I'm going to tell you who married. One of the Hunts married. Can't get this name together. One of them Darby men, and he's real nice, and she, I thought I was surprised she married. Did you know Robert Darby?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she married one of, maybe Alan's niece married Robert Darby's sister,
uh-huh.
A brother, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know he's a nice man? He ain't like them Darby's. He ain't like those Darby's.
Uh-huh. Some people always.
And he's very intelligent, and Betty Lou's sister came down, she was at our church last preaching Sunday. And she looks well, and she looked nice, and she lived in New Jersey, and they came down just for a rest, for her to get a rest away from the city.
Uh-huh.
And they came down and stayed there too, because they down here with Avery for a little while. Uh-huh. Avery Hunt lived, you know, right down there.
Uh-huh.
And they came down here and stayed with Avery, I think. I don't know if they stayed or not. One night, they might have stayed one night with Avery. That was this last preaching Sunday.
That was nice.
And those daughters were there. Well, one of the Darby boys, Vate, he would say, when we bring water from the spring, he'd always say, and he wanted more water. There was one bucket of water for all of the children. You know that one, no water.
How many children? About 25.
I don't know how many it was. It was a crowd. I mean, that little schoolhouse just full.
Uh-huh.
And he'd always say, I want enough of it. I want enough of it.
Uh-huh.
That's where he'd talk. I want enough of it. But they never did have enough water to bring because we couldn't spray it in one bucket.
Who was the teacher?
Well, I had a Miss Gibson was one of my teachers. Elsa Cruz, when our teacher went down there. I know Miss Gibson and
Miss Secretia Harris.
Yeah, so the children, Sidney Ragan used to lift that old horse up. So, them children were so big. I used to get something. We used to just laugh. It was fun to us. That was wrong. The
what
horse
she
was so poor. She would drive a buggy. Bug. And had that old poor horse, that all just poor as he could be.
Uh-huh.
And Sidney Ragland and Osmond Bullock, all them big boys.
Mm-hmm. Who else?
Would take that horse, lift him up, you know, put the hand on that horse, make you catch hands like that on the horse and lift him up.
Uh-huh.
Cause he was so poor. That's the truth.
And turn him around.
No, the men's hands caught him one time. But Sidney Ragland was just a devil. He says he could be at school.
Uh-huh. But them was good days.
Yeah, they were.
And so y'all had to, did you go back and get us some more water that day, but that one bucket was
no,
there?
You get some more water. You get some more water through the
two
day.
Two more
the
people.
Boys would go. Annabelle and I always loved to get out there so we could get out there and sometimes we could run through the woods a little ways in the woods and find some holes. Sure, and you see those holes.
So what?
Holes.
What is that?
Don't you know what a hole is? I don't know where you been.
No, somewhere. I don't know what a hole is.
It's hall trees.
Uh-huh.
And as a tree grew up, it don't grow up like a big old tree now, but it's a big high tree. And they have little flat black berries, look like. Not a berry, but something like a...
Blackberry?
No, it ain't big like that. It's a small, but it's round. And after the frost bite them, they're good. We used to just eat them. They're real good. They
well,
really good.
That's the cinnamon is too much of frost.
Yeah, uh-huh. And it was a big old cinnamon tree. Before we got there, the well was up on the hill there. We come right by the well here, Mom.
Uh-huh.
Well, right down from the well there out in the woods at the school was a cinnamon tree.
Mm-hmm.
So all the children used to go and eat cinnamons and those four holes. We had a good time running through the bushes and getting those things.
Would hall fill you up or was just
no,
a
it was
sweet?
just a little fruit thing that mm-hmm. we liked.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would get them eating muscadines at our recess time.
Uh-huh.
We were children then, there ain't no children now.
And you could take it, couldn't you?
Hmm?
You could take the responsibility and that during that time.
Yeah, we could run out there in the woods and play. They were glad, the teacher was glad for us to get out
there. Now, how often would you have recess? Or you just, that was at lunch period?
No, we'd have in the morning, we'd have a little fat boat, but 10 minutes to get outside. And at 12 o'clock, we would have an hour recess. I think it was an hour. I hope I'm not making a mistake. And then in the evening, sometimes we didn't have no recess because she had so many children sometimes. We didn't have a recess. But she would let you be excused. You had to be excused.
How did she teach the first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade? She start with the first grade first or what?
They work it on the board. Maybe she'd put alphabets on the board for them where children didn't know the alphabet. And that they wouldn't have to be up. You know, they just sit down and make them write them alphabets and learn them like that, you know.
And while she worked another class.
Yeah, that's right.
But she kept them busy.
Yeah, she kept them busy. And you weren't in there talking and laughing either.
She had a lesson plan.
Yes, sir.
Had a lesson
yes,
plan.
Yes, she did.
Okay, y'all went by her lesson
yes,
plan.
Yes, sir. Or else you'd be punished because she would keep you in or either take a switch and move your hand. I never got a lick in mine.
By having a lesson plan, she know where she had it all day because she had so many kids.
Yeah.
That's what lesson plans came from. See, whites didn't have a lesson plan in their day because they thought they were so smart they didn't need one.
Mm-hmm.
But when I talked to blacks, they always said black teachers always had a lesson plan as far as back as I interviewed them.
Yeah.
This picture looking at like your school?
No. Well, our school won but one room. And two windows.
This is a Cadillac. Hey, what? How did it?
We had two windows and window on one side and window on the other side, but it won't dark in there.
You ever see anything like that? A truck the white children ride on?
No, we knew they were walking too. They were walking, yeah. Back then, everybody walking, didn't know what a school bus was.
Oh.
Almost school bus.
Who checked your lesson that night when you came home or keep up with
my aunts would help me with my lesson.
They would. Mm-hmm. They could read and write.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All of them. My daddy could do that. My daddy had a nice handwriting.
Your father was never in slavery.
No.
He's a free black.
Yeah.
Where did he come from?
Come right around in North Carolina.
Was there.
Well, I tell you. Yeah, he lived in Warren County a while, and then his home was right here in Vance County, in Granville County.
What part of Granville County?
Well, Oxford, down where he's living now, where the house is right now, where I got rented out for Halloween, you know.
Down the street?
No, not this one. I got this one rented out to this other girl over there. You know her already. And the farmhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. On the farm. Down there by Huff. You know where Huff you live?
Uh-huh.
Well, you turn that next road right down there, and there's Marie's house on this side and mine on that side.
Oh, okay. And so...
But my farm go back that way.
But you never had no slavery in your family,
no.
You can remember.
Mm-mm.
Your mother's side, not your father's side.
I think my grandmother's mother was a slave or something.
On your mother's side?
No, my grandmother. On my grandmother's side. See, I don't know that much about my mother's people. Because you see, she died before I was a baby when she died. So I never got no history from my mama's
side. Her side, over her side.
No.
Because their aunts and uncles kind of faded out because she was young.
That's right. And them where I was living, it died. And them where I'm living now don't know. Just like I wouldn't know. I'm sure they don't know.
Which school that you think was the oldest? Was Pettifer Grove School older than Black Brown School?
I don't know. I can't tell you that.
Did you ever go up and see Pettifer Grove School when you was going to school? Mm-mm. Why? Didn't you have a wagon pass or you couldn't go that way?
Folks just didn't visit like that. Look like every part was kind of improved.
Okay, what did y'all do on Sundays when you
go to Sunday school?
Okay.
And go to church.
Well, who did you play? What did you do?
Go back home and sit down in the grass and play. Play. We could play at home.
Play ball and other things?
No. We've been throw a ball on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't have been sitting here at the end reading. I wouldn't have nothing to sit on.
What about washing on Sunday?
No, sir. Don't none of that going on. Nothing. No, sir. That won't done.
Cleaning.
No, sir. You done that through the week.
Uh-huh.
You took your bath on Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
You won't bathe in no Sunday. You do that Saturday night. And then Sunday morning, you wash your face and hang and everything.
So you knew what Sunday was going to be by every
year. Yeah, I knew.
Year,
we
from
knew
the
that.
Whole time you're like, yeah,
everybody was doing the same thing.
And did nobody tell you what you were doing on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
You knew you was going to leave that house.
Yeah, I was going to leave there, going to Sunday school. If you didn't have, we didn't have service once a month then. And the churches weren't like they are now. And we didn't get them to go to ironing and stripping and washing and doing nothing on Sunday. Nobody. I mean, nobody. When you saw a person, anything you saw was somebody that, I tell you, people separate themselves. Everybody uh-huh. won't mixed up like they are now. If you was a drunkard, you didn't, Papa didn't, he ruined my country, that's how
you
Papa.
Let me ask you this. What church did y'all go to when your church didn't have service?
We didn't have service but once a Sunday. We just started having service twice a Sunday here in recent years.
Where did your minister live? They live in Oxford, come from out of town.
I reckon Mr. Lyon must have lived there in Oxford somewhere. I don't know for sure, but he wasn't on no long ways apart. Because I heard Papa say when the preachers used to come, they were on buggies, horse and buggies, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sure it won't fall out.
Did he preach somewhere? Did he preach somewhere else another Sunday?
No, nowhere. There won't be no churches. Didn't have no two or three series I like to do now.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm.
I heard some people, some areas they have.
They might somewhere, but
yeah,
I mean not around.
Preachers will go one church one Sunday, no.
Well,
the preacher, he would stay busy all.
I don't know, but Reverend, I tell you what, I just do remember Reverend Lyon and Reverend Davis was the next minister that we had stayed there so long, and I know he didn't.
Where was Reverend Davis from?
From Warren County.
Yeah, nice. How did he get up here from Warren County?
He was here not long ago. Yeah, he was then, because he won no horses and no cars and things. But I don't know now, when Reverend Davis started preaching, he must have had old cars. He was Lyon and buggy a lot of time. Preachers would go on a horse, would have a horse and a buggy. If they didn't do that, they'd come on the train, if they were living close by the train, and get off at Clay Station and somebody meet them there and come to the house to spend the night. That's the way that was done.
Did you all ride a train somewhere?
No, we never had a train. You didn't have to go up Belton Creek. Folks won't visit like they do now. Won't go in places. They were staying at home. People just stayed at home back in them years.
So on Sundays y'all came from church. You just and Sundays that you didn't go, you still couldn't wash and iron.
It wasn't on Sunday I didn't go. I went every Sunday that if I was sick, I was there.
They had Sunday school.
Yes, sir. Every Sunday.
Every Sunday they
every
had Sunday.
My daddy said they had Sunday school on Brown's Hill in a school. It was a schoolhouse. That's why that church was named Belltown. Our church was named Belton, got that from Belltown. The name Bell from Belltown school.
I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And your father was living in that area.
He living where he living right now.
He'd walk
that's
over.
Where he was living, he did.
He'd walk over to Belltown?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
No, Miss Cooter, you know how far that is.
Shoot, that's where he got there, and everybody else was walking. I know when they didn't have no cars.
You know how far Belltown to where y'all live?
Down home?
Yeah, about 5 or 6 miles.
They ain't that far, I don't think.
They must have went through the woods.
Well, it's a good through way.
Well, people walked all the time.
Everybody was walking.
He was very dedicated.
Yeah.
He had a good father, didn't he?
Yes, I did.
And his rules was rules, and it wasn't, it was...
Yeah, and all them old folks' rules was rules then. They won't plan.
They what?
They tell me something. If I go to me and Lewis's house, Nanny Lewis and all his house.
Uh-huh.
Them girls a little older than I, but I could play with them because they was out there. They were little too. They weren't little, but they were older than me. But I could play with them because they was 3 minutes on no time to me.
Yeah, go by so fast.
Mm-hmm. I tell you one thing, though. I'd be back home by 30 minutes was out.
Because if I wasn't there, I know what I'd get.
Dog couldn't catch you, could
no,
wait, Mom.
No, sorry, Bob. Mm-mm, that dog won't catch any. Nobody, no girls want a dog unless it was somebody that we didn't bother with, didn't mingle with, that kind.
Uh-huh.
People separate themselves then from some people.
Okay, let's talk about your husband. Where did he come from?
He came around down our neighborhood.
The Coolers?
Mm-hmm.
Could his family read and write, mother and father?
Mm-hmm.
Were they free blacks? Did they own their own land?
Mm-hmm.
They did?
Oh, the Creek. Mm-hmm.
You know, name some of his sisters and brothers.
Well, two sisters, they got three sisters living there.
Mm-hmm.
Patty Harris, she lives in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
Been living there for a long time. Lean is dead. Leah is in the hospital up here. And Eva May is in the hospital, which is Alfonso's mother. Alfonso's mother is Eva May. You know Alfonso White?
Yeah.
His mother's in the home over here.
Uh-huh.
And Leah, she's in the other home over here at the hospital.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, over there in that home.
Uh-huh.
She's over there.
Did your husband have a big family?
It was 13 and 14 or something. I think it was 13.
Did y'all go to the same church and school when y'all always knew each other?
Went to the same school, but we didn't go all, we didn't go all the time to the same church. I think some of them, I think Miss Cooley was a long member.
Miss Cooley, I just thought about it. It wasn't far, because I know the road right up at the fire station over to Bryan Seal,
mm-hmm.
that road was about 3 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't nothing but a wagon pass. It wasn't nothing that
no,
you could
bring. No, it wasn't nothing but, they ain't been paid that road.
I know.
Up since it ain't been too long. Yeah, we walked. We did everybody. One person walking, everybody was walking.
Uh-huh. What about your father provide for y'all? He was a good provider.
Oh, yes, my Lord, he was.
Y'all had to go to the store for number what? Coffee and sugar?
Coffee and sugar. We had wheat. Papa raised wheat. He raised corn. We had good garden. We had plenty of chickens. He always had fat hogs. Some of the hogs he raised were so fat they went blind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just so fat, the fat just went over the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And we had chickens. We had always kept 2 cows. Man, we were sweet. Eating ain't no bone object.
Uh-huh. That was good. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of people had a pretty good life, is what everybody else had, you know.
Some didn't, though.
Well,
it's always some don't try as much as others, you know. That's always been just mm-hmm. like it is today.
How often did y'all get mail?
Every day.
Mailman came every day when you was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Driving a horse and buggy, but he went.
Did y'all ever do any quilt making? Who taught
you?
Who made? How'd you learn how?
I used to have my grandma make them. They'd have quilting.
Your grandma on whose side?
On my dad's side.
They have what, quilts?
Quiltings. Mm-hmm.
What, a bunch of ladies come
in and quilt, and they have quilting, and maybe have a freezer ice cream, maybe a freezer to ice cream to pass around, and they just had a good time.
And everybody work on that quilt?
Uh-huh. Quilted out at night. My grandma, like you make a quilt, you make the quilt, and then you invite the women to come to quilt, and then they had quilting that night, and had it things up in the way you could hook the ropes or the whatever, hook the quilt up in them frame, and then women sit around that quilt and quilt it out.
And just gossip and talk and have a good time.
Uh-huh. And have ice cream to eat, or uh-huh. maybe cake.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, with it.
Yeah. What about corn shucking?
Lord of mercy. That was a men's night. They had plenty of food cooked and they would eat. They have a good time here. I'm just laughing and going on there at the cone pile. And it was us that's going to the style now. But they lived. People lived then. They was friendly.
Uh-huh.
They was close. They didn't mind helping each other do nothing. When one crop got behind and he got kind of sick or something, people would
go. I had Mr. Curtis to tell me that, come from Northern Ground, and he said he had whites to live in the community, and they would do it for everybody.
I'm sure they would.
He said you didn't have to worry about anybody getting sick or anything.
No, your crop was saved. That's what they worked together. People worked together then, but now...
They trust each other.
Yeah, but now they done got so educated, they don't want to do nothing.
So part of that messed them up too?
Yeah, that helped. That's part of it. People used to help each other. Like if I wanted to have a quilt and I could tell my church members I'm going to have a quilt and I want y'all to come. Get all them women around that quilt and quilt and that quilt and we get through it. I didn't do it because I wasn't old enough to start to doing that, but that's what my grandmother used to do on Wednesday nights at the church, walking.
Uh-huh.
When I had to go, I couldn't show I didn't want to go either.
Yeah, I understand. Did you ever seen a stove like that before?
Oh, yeah, I've seen them.
Huh?
Yeah, that's a range.
A range?
They call a range.
What do you mean by that?
That's the name, was the name of it then. Back then they called them a range stove.
What are all these doors and stuff for? Because I don't understand.
Well, that's the bread you warm your food up in here.
Uh-huh.
And then you cook in this dough. This your fire part right there.
Fire. I didn't know that.
And the ashes. And that must be that's the soot thing right here. You take your little soot thing and put it in there and rake the soot over there. Uh-huh. That's a soot box there.
And y'all had to say the soot, because y'all use soot for everything.
No, we didn't say no soot. We say the ashes flow around the garden in this place, but not the soot.
What did you use for remedies when somebody got cut or hurt?
Put a cloth around there, put some lamp oil on your finger and go and put your bed.
What about you stick a nail in your feet?
Same thing.
Fat back meat?
If you had a rag or something on your hand like that, you put a piece of fat meat on it, that'd help bring it to a ear.
Uh-huh. How many kids do you have?
Who, me?
Uh-huh.
Nobody, Thomas and Udella.
Huh?
Thomas and Udella.
Uh-huh. Which one, who's the oldest?
Tom. He'll be home Saturday, I think. The group that go with you finished up with school with Udella, they all, Ms. Do you know Mrs. Smith in Henderson school teacher?
Uh-uh.
She want all them girls that she taught. When Udell was in school, she wanted all, in grade school,
uh-huh.
Wanted all of them at her house Saturday.
That's nice.
They go in there and they going to have a party.
What school
I think it's going to be about 40. I believe Udell said about 30 on my
business. Did she go to Black Ground School?
No.
Where she went to?
She went to, where did Udell go to? Did she go to Black Ground School? I don't think you doing with Black Ground School. I think she went to. I have to ask. I don't think she went to Black Ground now. I don't remember. I can remember. I don't think she
did. What are these people doing here?
I don't know what they're doing now.
Uh-huh. Here she goes. Killing hogs.
Killing hogs. That hog hanging on the pole.
What y'all?
Down dragging him on up there to be picked again.
And y'all kept everything?
Yes, sir. All of that was eat up except getting these chilling and all.
Who do you clean? You clean chilling?
No, I didn't do it then. I helped clean them local time that I had before.
Did you ever learn how?
Yeah, I know how to do it.
It takes so long.
Yeah, it takes a good while, but you just got to stick to the pump, as the old folks say.
Uh-huh. How far did you go in school?
I finished grammar school and started to Mary Potter, but I couldn't go because, at that time then I had to stop and take the house over because Mama Hitty got sick. And I had never made a biscuit. I learned how to make a biscuit on this soda box.
Uh-huh.
But I had to stop school. I hated it because, I was going to school to go to Africa. That's what I always wanted to do.
What was school going to do? You were going to get
I was going to get an education, good education before I go over there and teach those heathen.
That's what you wanted to
yeah,
do?
Yeah, that was what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And Ms. Ransom and all of them told my daddy they would help me. And I didn't have no mother. They do all they could to help me because they wanted me to go too.
Uh-huh.
But my stepmother died and then I had to take care of the house of my daddy.
Uh-huh.
So that knocked me out then. But that was my aim, to go to Africa.
Uh-huh.
That's what I was going to school.
What is this? Explain this to me.
Oh, but I explained enough.
Yes, you can. You look at it. Tell me what y'all used to do. What could you do with that?
You wash pots.
Yeah.
You wash clothes in a wash pot over there. That's what we done with it, that wash pot. Then you could take the wash pot, another wash pot if you had one, and you could scoop your, get you one for the, especially for your lard and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And when you kill your hog, you take all that fat off them, off of them intestine.
Uh-huh.
And that's a second lard. You don't mix that with your best lard. But it's a nice lard. It's clean and all, but you just don't mix it together.
Uh-huh.
And you take all the lard you cut off from your hams and your shoulders and your, all the other part, the firm meat.
Uh-huh.
You put that in a different pot and cook it down. And then you got that chitlin, the chitlin lard. That lard come from there. Notice how you kill a hog and the chitlins are covered with fat.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Take that fat off. That's lard too. But we didn't mix that lard with the other lard.
You have two different.
You could use that lard for frying or whatever you wanted to. But we just didn't do it that way. Then you take that where you cut off of them shoulders and the hams and the backbone and all of that fat. And you cook that up. And that's the white fat. Put that in a can and you cook with it, make biscuits, and that's just a lard. You don't have to buy none.
What about fish? What do you cook fish in? Which one of the lards
did in you cook? In that, where I was telling you about that first, that lard where you make the biryani. That other lard was all right to use. It was clean.
Uh-huh. And the stick is for the sturdy clothes when you...
No, the crackles. The cracklings is in there. When
that's
they
right.
cook up, that's you leave the crack, and you got the cracklings. And when your lard, you dry... It's cold, it's real white and pretty.
Uh-huh. But those were good days, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You wouldn't trade them for these, would you?
No. I wouldn't either, but I tell you what, if I could have the times and people was acting just like they was acting then, was acting so you could walk out and won't fret, nobody gonna kill you.
Uh-huh.
I like all of that, because I don't know such a thing as if folks killing folks like they're doing there and doing some of everything with the right thing. People just won't do that back then.
Uh-huh.
And you'd hear it sometime way away, but it won't in your dough.
When you got married, where did y'all stay in that area? Did you stay with your mother, with your father, or you all had a house of your own?
Hey, we went there to die for sale.
Uh-huh. Husband had...
I stayed at Papa's son because Papa had dealed in him a while. We stayed there a while till he got married to Mama Hetty.
Uh-huh. When you got married, you ready to get out of there?
I'm not to have my Miss Bassett to McCann.
Who?
To McCann.
You were glad when you could get out there and somebody else wait on him?
No. I was always willing to wait on my daddy. He wasn't no trouble. My dad was clean as a whistle.
Mm-hmm.
He was always very careful and anyway. But I wasn't glad. But I just wanted to get out after she got there. I wanted to get out.
I understand.
Being there with her.
Uh-huh. And so, did y'all, how did the teachers grade you? How did they grade kids during that time?
I don't hardly know. I tell you one thing, we had to learn that. We had to learn what we went over. We didn't go over stuff and have to go back over it again. We had to learn because she had a good switch in there to wear you out with.
Switch?
Yes, sir. Switches.
Them
boys would go, she'd send them Bob and Bullock and all them big boys go out and get me a switch.
And knew what kind
and
of
switch
you get?
And that switch would get me right up there. Straight long switch for a little long from that bolt down to right up there.
Uh-huh.
She could handle it good. And she didn't have no boys weren't talking all kind of stuff and acting up and acting ugly. They were studying.
Uh-huh.
They sure was. If the children were studying now like we studied what little short while we had in school, they'd be some smart children in this world and learn.
Yeah.
And we weren't whipped. I never got a lick in school in my life.
Uh-huh. But it was cold in that school at one time.
No, it won't either. Guess as hot in there as it could be.
It was?
Yeah, we had plenty of wood. Uh-huh. The boys good at the wood, get out there and don't worry, go in the wood and knock up old wood and stuff, and we still there to find them big boys.
Was that a white man's land that school was on, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Goes up there next to that lodge. There's a lodge hall up there.
Uh-huh.
And the school was up there at the lodge hall, near the lodge hall.
Uh-huh.
In the Black Grounds.
How long did Miss Eden stay with y'all? Till she got married and grown too?
Oh yeah, after her mom and daddy died, you know, after her mama died and the Elvis died, you know, they was children when the Elvis died.
Uh-huh.
And my daddy took them and we were all just like sister and brother.
Did she go to Black Grounds school?
Who, Leela?
Uh-huh.
She went there a little, yeah, she went there some, but you know, they soon got rid of that school. I don't think Leela never went there because that school was out.
And what they replaced
it? I think she went to Wilton, I guess. Guess Leela must went to Wilton to school.
Uh-huh.
Because that school was out. I'm sure it was out then.
Uh-huh.
Wilton was almost out.
Uh-huh. So, what about Christmas? Tell me about Christmas time when the toys and Santa Claus.
Well, when we were children, and that was me, just as the children. Children weren't looking for things like children look for now, they didn't get them.
Right.
They got a little old doll about as long as your hand.
Uh-huh.
And the boys got maybe a little thing looked like a little toy sometimes for boys, a little wagon, a little something like that.
And
some candy, and the nuts and the raisins, and uh-huh. like that. Well, then they were happy.
Uh-huh.
Children was happy then. They were cheering then.
Uh-huh.
They enjoyed that.
But children now want everything.
Well, they don't want that stuff. They want the, you know, the children ain't like the world then. They want the radios and televisions and all that kind of stuff.
$100
that stuff.
Well, who made the wagons in the community? Who built the barns?
The folk, your neighbors.
Who was a good cobbler down there in your area?
I don't remember that, but I tell you what, the men would go down and make that barn, ain't that world to do, but Papa would, he had a barn raising.
Uh-huh.
You called the barn raising.
Uh-huh.
And got the logs off in the place.
Uh-huh.
And notch them where you want them to fit in.